Now, Ramban, let's get back here to this. Let's just read the words again here. V'anim divrein shumin ha-teira. So, l'cheira, it's a diuk in all the various rayas that he mentioned before, that if you read the sources closely, that's the conclusion you come to. Okay? It's not that he would say it per se, and it's not that he's coming to defend Allah the Dalit, okay? But he's saying, you know, if you look at Chazal with an objective eye, that's the conclusion you come to. Correct? V'anim divrein. Shuhu minateira. So the word nira means that you can't swear on it, okay? But you know, it seems to point in that direction, okay? Kamoshe pirashti via alochem shesina. We pointed out the new idea that alochem shesina could be a chiyuv. It's a very strange thing. With alochas are basically dinim. Okay, say that. O shuhu bichlal hasimcha shenasevinu. K'moy shekosa, we pointed out last week also, that it's only b'chlau, okay, we'll have to talk about that, it's not the main mitzvah, it's only b'chlau, okay, and also, besides that, it's not necessarily one, it's k'mo, it could be this one, it could be that one, it might be of Yom Simchaschem, or it might be v'samachta b'chagecha, correct? That's what we had, correct? Now, let's do it again. Let's read over here now. V'loch m'shino shu b'cha ha-simcha she nitztavino bo. Okay. K'mo shekosu u'b'yon simchaschem mo'adeichem v'oshekoshechem u'skatnem b'chatzreitzreis al l'seichem azibche shalmeichem. There's a tzivui of simcha u'b'yon simchaschem. We're not sure exactly how this goes. We don't even know what Yom Simchaschem means. The Ibn Ezra learns as Yom Nitzochin, but that's not the Ramban's learning, and somehow, since the Pasuk mentioned Yom Simchaschem, maybe it's a colon, we have no clue of what happened here, correct? Yom Simchaschem, U'mo'adeichem, U'shechem, U'skatem b'chatzeitzreis, A'l'usseichem, Zivche Shalmeichem. Okay. Then he does something. Ki ikra hashira b'feh. So this comes like out of space. Okay? No? You know, if I'm talking about, if you look before one second, it was probably two pages before in this Ramban. If you look, for example, on Lamed Beis in Frankel's edition, the second column, וכן השיר שבמקדש מן התורה הוא כדיבי אומר איקו שירו בפר ושירו איקו שירו בפר. So this is a little bit strange. He doesn't talk about clue of sumikola here, guys. Iko shiro bepeh. Vishira Makhevis Kolvin. We don't understand why that's important at all, correct? Because Minatera, it could be, but if it's Makhev, I guess you see more repercussions Minatera. But if Vishira Minatera could do something, and it's not Makhev, Lachera shouldn't have anything to do with anything, okay? You know, it's a little strange. Is it something about the fact that Shiva Makhav is a Kolvin that he can Shiva Bepeh? We don't have no clue what he means, correct? And on the other hand, the interesting thing over here where he's talking about, he doesn't say the clue of Sumik Kolvin, correct? Because, you know, if he can Shiva Bepeh, that's the clue of Sumik Kolvin. Here he talks about the clue of Sumik Kolvin.
Is that because of Chatzotros?
What?
Is that because of Chatzotros here?
Yeah, but you see, you're 100% right. But Libe, when I show you this, you see, he's bothered by something. You're correct, because the Chatzos introduces this. But what he's saying, you know, if someone would come and told me this,
had it not been the Ramban and some of the stature of the Ramban, I would say, you know, this don't make no sense, okay? Because the Ika Shira Befer Ukli Lebsume Kola, there's no dinim b'chlal about the Kelim. There's no dinim that the Levi would. If Ika Shira Befer or that the Avoida Fushira, that's Befer. So the playing of the musical instruments which are accompaniment could be done by anyone. Miuchasim, Shem Yisrael, this, there's no dinim about it. There's no dinim which kli, there's no dinim of who or how, correct? That is what you would expect, correct? So the Ramban has a problem over here. Because here it says, Ubiyom Simchat Chamodeh Rosh Vaseicha. And the Ika and the Skatim B'chatzitz, right? Skatim B'chatzitz, right? Alo Seichem, okay. So he's bothered by Skatim B'chatzitz, right? Okay. So he says that which the Rais says is Skatim B'chatzitz, right? That which the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs is the Ika Mitzvah. Okay? That's only with Suri Kol. So the dinim the rights that the Kohanim are Tokei B'chatzeitz rights, and the Chalashem the rights is only with Suri Kol. So you can't imagine how, you know, this is also mind boggling. And he does something absolutely amazing. Okay? So I ask you, what is the mitzvah? You know what it is? It's b'sheiris. It's part of Avodas Halevim, and it's not a separate mitzvah b'chlal. Okay, and we'll come and we'll see. And we'll move into this and walk. Okay, this is absolutely amazing. Okay, we'll continue to read the words, and then we'll see what's it get back. Here we go. And he says, "V'savino b'simchas hashir al hakorban." So he does something which is amazing. Okay, we'll go back to this just quick. You see, when I know there's a mitzvah hashir shalavim oyel mebeis hamikdash, right? It's simchas hashir or it's tam shir. It's tam shir. Shir, it's simchas hashir. Somehow that has reflection on something, and it still is not a new mitzvah, it's the old mitzvah, correct? I just want to show you, you know, you thought you had every word yet, okay? You know, now, you know, we went through every word, and have you grimacing or whatever, but that's what he's saying, correct? Okay. Now, what's next? That's our korban, we'll see by the shulim, it's just a korban. Bichlal hasimcha, okay. The ikam mitzvah beyond simchaschem is avodas halevim from simchas hashir, and then there's bichlal the mitzvah, but it's not the ikam mitzvah. Is simchas hashir in gvul? But even though the simchas hashir in mikdash b'roshi chodsheichem, correct? There is, correct? But it's not in Gvulim, because the Simchas Hashir in Gvulim Rosh Chaseichem, Ela Shemir to Rosh Chaseichem in Gvulim, even Eish Eino Makudish Lachag, Veino Ton Shira. Correct?
What's not Ton Shira, the Gvulim?
Yeah, you're in Gvulim.
Okay.
Okay? So that's what we have. Correct? That's what we have. So here, the next point. Next point is like this. So the Ram Klei Mikdash clearly, you know, so the Ram Klei Mikdash does an amazing thing, and he quotes the mitzvah of Kilov Chatzot Reis at the beginning of those time years. So, this is an amazing thing. Because the mitzvah now changes. If you look in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah Biyom Simchaschem Al Atzar Atzer Eschem is one mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Tkiyas Chatzetzris. Okay? That you couldn't accept in the Ramban. Okay? That's impossible. Okay? So, but in Mishneh Torah, the Ram changes, and the mitzvah is Al Atzar Atzer Eschem. And not of Yom Simchaschem, and he only quotes the mitzvah in the beginning of the Tainyos. And the mitzvah is Zaaka. There's no meaning of Zaaka of Yom Simchaschem, you understand that yourself, okay? And the Rambam does an amazing thing. He quotes it in Klei HaMikdash together with Shira Salavim. So that sounds very much like the Ramban, what you expect the Ramban to do. Okay, and that's what he does. Zera Levi, Per Gimaloch Aleph Tehei. Zera Levi, Kula Muglo Labodis Hamikdash. Shem Abaisahi, Hidal Hashem, Hashever Alevi. Umitzis Asay, Liois Halavim Pnuyim, Umuchonim Labodis Hamikdash. Bein Lotsu Bein Shalilot, Shnema Vyover Alevi. Who es avodis olamoy v'chule? Avodis shelahen he shiu shoyim es hamikdash viu mehen shoarim liftoach shoarei hamikdash lahagif talasaisa to open and close the doors viu mehen mishoyrin l'shoyre ala korban b'chol yom shenema v'sheiris b'shem Hashem elokov. Kachol echov halavim. Ezu sheir shu b'shem Hashem, havioi mezu shiro. Moser mushiro al ulus atzim b'choyva, v'yashar me'atzeres, be'ez nisuch hayayin, v'yirem shiro ele v'feh, b'lo kli, sh'ika shiro, sh'i abridoso b'feh. V'acherim, that might not be levim, v'acherim, hoyoim d'mshom, menagne m'kli shir. Mehen Levim, or Mehen Yisrael Michosim, Hamasil Lakuna. Because they don't deen him about it. She ain't oila aladuchan elam yuchos. That's a separate thing. That's, you know. But it doesn't do with us. Ve ain't elu hamashayrin al pia kalim oil minyan ashneimos. Uba ma hoyu menagnin, menavolim, bechalilim, the kinoirais, bechatreitreis. But it's also, okay? Then he goes like this. Bimei hamoadois, bimei hamoadois, kulom, every moye, uvroshe chodoshim, hoyu akohanim, tekim b'chatzreitzreis, b'shas hakolbun. V'alevim oimim shiro, shnem v'yom simchaschem. What is it doing anything? He's in the middle of talking about Shiras HaLevim. So the answer is that it's mamish, what you would have thought is the absurd. The Rambam also does. And a Yom Simchaschem is part of the mitzvah of Shiras HaLevim. And Kilu, the Kohanim, when he says before that in general there's no dinim about who does the keli, what keli you have, in here he says it's Kiyas Chatzetzis. That's what he did. And to prove it even more, okay. You know what I'm saying? It says, Chad v'chatzeitz. Ha-chatzeitz se'ro, ho-yiso na'asis minay. Na'eshe shokesef, osa zmenagoyte shokesef k'sheira. Misharimini matris tzula. Va'achalilim, ho-yimenagnim bohem ovuv. Shelehen shokonu, ibnei shokril o'ore, v'lo yimachalik, al-bi'ov v'yichidi, ibnei shuhu, machalik yof. So that's, he puts it also together, exactly like you'd expect the Ramban to do, correct? Then, if you continue further the Rambam, he continues talking about other Din Levim. and that's exactly what you would have expected. Exactly what you would have expected, because this is part of the Dinei Gemorot Zavim. Exactly what Ramban wants. Okay. Okay, now, next. The Ramban does an amazing thing. And you might not notice, he put this Ramban together with Hasogas Ramban and Mitzvah say, hey, and you get the whole picture, and you get the impression he's doing what the Rambam did. Even though he's not matzik on the formulation of the Rambam, the way he formulates the mitzvah of Tekiyas Chatzitzis, okay? Because the mitzvah I say, hey, he has the following line. V'zeh ke'inyan shekosu v'chisavo mechoma ba'al tzachem על הצער הצער אתכם והריוסם בחצריצריס ונזכר בפני השם אלוקיכם והיא מצווה על כל צור וצור שטוב על הציבו. What is the mitzvah? לצעק לפונה בתפילה ובסרוע והוא העניין שבי השלוימוי כמו שקוסם בהוצא השמיים ולא יהיה מוטו אותה דזוקה. He's interesting, but I'm the Zohar also with the Kibbutz HaMikdash. That's what we're talking about over here. But what does he do? Exactly the Ram did in Mishnah Torah. The mitzvah is the Zohar with Chatzrei Tzreis, Ha'atzah, Ha'atzah, Yitzchem. And Rabbi Yonassim Chatzchem is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of Shiras HaLevim. And as the Ram does, even with Dinim of Kalim, and it's the Psume Kola, still the Dinim is not the Kohanim. Okay, so you know, never would have done this, but both the Ram and the Ramban did it, correct? And you might not have noticed this, the Ram and the Ramban does exactly what he's expecting to done. This having, you see, sometimes like Dimi Terebamoka, you look at the Ramban over there, you know, when you're learning mitzvah, say, hey, everyone thinks they know the Ramban, Ramban, Chutzila, okay, good. You know, everything is Meseder, but here's the line, okay? And the line is meaningful right now, okay? Now, next. Okay. Now. So then it comes out, Yom Simchaschem is not a separate mitzvah, you know, mitzvahs. It's part and parcel of Avodas HaLevim. Shh. Okay. And the mitzvah is Shira. Okay. Now, even though the dinim miyuchadim, and you need dafchatzoy, so that is enough to make it a different inyan minyan ateira. There should be a separate mitzvah, correct? That's what comes out because it's part of Shiras HaLevim v'sheiris, correct? And even though there might be dinim makim b'chol uviyon simchaschem, which the Ram quotes, which the Mishnah here is talking about, correct? It's Machab B'chol, correct? Okay. Now. And the Ram also get the impression there's a relation between Yud Beis Yomim, Shem Machab B'chol, and the Din over Yom Sechas Neshir Salavim. Because the Rambam immediately after he talks about Shir Salavim and Chatzreit, Yom Chatzreit, over Yom Simchaschem, and Allah Chavov, he continues, Ubishneim osu yoim, Bishona, Hecholul Makeh, Lifnei HaMizbeach. Bishchitis HaPesach, Rishon, Bishchitis Pesach Sheni, Vyontev Rishon Shal Pesach, Ubiyom Rishon Shal Atzeres, Ubishmona Yemei HaChag, Vecholil Zeh Doich HaShavet, Vinei Shehu Cholil Shal Korban, Vecholil Shal Korban, Avoidehi, Vedoich HaShavet. This is amazing, okay? This L'cheira is part of Shiras HaLevim, correct?
And it's also part of Korban. So this amazing thing that the Keli might be the Besumet Kola and it might be Derechas HaShabbos, which is mad offhand. Okay? And it has to do with Korban. And it's also Muchach in the Gemara that Makim B'choril and Halal go hand in hand, because the Gemara is talking about an Eichin that the Yud Ches Yom Shigur Mr. Halal and the Makim B'choril go hand in hand, correct? And the Ram continues this to bang that we're still talking about Levium and the Dinim from Levium. Even though the Cholov might, we don't know this, you know, who is Maki, I don't know if it makes a difference, because on Shishim Yuchas, whatever, because the Dinim is Be'ach, and the Dinim Yichus, Yimiachim is Be'ach. Because after Halacha Vav, when he quotes Cholov, what does he quote in Halacha Zayin? Ein ben Levi nichnas la'avoida, so achi lamdo, chomesh shonim, chila, shnei mezeis achi levim. See, he's mamish in the middle of talking to Mitzvah Seh, avodas levim, and he talks to Yom Simchaschem, and Chatzay Tzreis, and Cholil, and then he gets back to explain it. So you understand yourself, it's like an open and shut case in the Rambam. Ve'eronichas la'avoid ad shi'yagdil, vo'hovi'yye'ish, shenema'ish'ish al'avodosof. And then you can go up further on and on. Possession of Bater, Balavim, Ibn Chamish Rishon, Bokhle, oh! The Perikimus, the Chabunus Alavim, in the middle of this, we'll be honest with Chaschem. Exactly what you would expect in the Ramban, exactly in the Rambam, correct? Now, Rashi also. Shh! Shh! Rashi in Eichin Yeron Aleph. Listen to this. Voloy Machalik, Messiahim, Elo, Bo'oviv Yechidi, Kshehoye Magir, Lesim Animo, Hoye Echod Minachalilim, Marich, Leacha Shisikas Acher, Shizel Chiluk Yofe, Yose Mishisai Mushneim Kechot, Chiluk kind of Sium. Okay. Shemachalik Be Neimo Leimo. It's the end because it's different, it splits between two types of colors. Okay? Ubashas HaKrobo, Bushas HaKrobo, Hoye Shizer. Boy, Levim Shoyim Buffet. Es Hacholil. Es Hacholil, Beois and Yudbeis Hayomim, Bachalil and Machalim, Ubishai Yom Hoyu Levol. Vitzalto the Kinurus, Vashir Hoya Oise Shir Mufuish Rosh Hashanah, Echod. B'Shabbos, Lashem Ha'oretz Meloya, B'chol Mizmo, U'B'Sheni Godel Hashem Muhuro, V'chein Kulam. So this shir is the shir Shalavim Yishama Beis HaMikdash, and it just was a whole, it was the exact same thing was going on. Just the question is, what was serenading the shir is this. Okay? But the Ramban does things which you don't find in Rashi and Rambam. First of all, I pointed out that Pashtus is B'chol Yoyim the Mitzvah Shir Estam, and here he calls it Simchas Hashir, which we don't. Okay, but this increment, according to Ramban, if not enough to make this type of vitamin, you have mitzvahs. Okay? It's a different type of way of the expression of the mitzvah of Shir Shalavim or even mitzvah. That's the way it expresses itself. But the mitzvah is Shir, correct? He calls it Simchas HaShir. Okay. That's one. And there, and this Simchas HaShir could also express itself not only b'shas ha'kolben, but shlo b'shasa korban.
That's his big chiddush.
I understand that, but that's what he proves, and we'll see about this later. That's what he proves in the fact that the gemoras were ma'id with chiddush. And what do you ma'id with chiddush? Why do you have to ma'id with chiddush? Because the chiddush says rosh chashechem, and it means. Right, and what are we made Rosh Chodesh from? Halil, in Gvul.
Right, not just Halil.
Halil and Gvul, he came made because that's the part that says there is. That's a Gvul, that's a very big Chiddush, okay? And it's also Simchas Hashir. And since Simchas Hashir, that's what Halil is all about, okay? And that's the midst of Halil. And, but there's tacked on that Leres Kaddish Chag, Kaddish Kaddish Chag. And so then the Fumrita, but we may conclude it's not like that. There's another amazing thing going on. So, you know, I can have imagined that Shiras Halavim of Simchas Hashir is not a separate Indian in our Torah. Even though they're separate dinim from the Kalim, of how, who accompanies the Shir, okay? And even though it's called Simchas HaShir, not plain Shir, but this increment is not enough. But how the heck, how can you have such a thing? They're calling something Avodas HaLevim, and Bechal V'Sheiris should have repercussions in Gvul. And have a mitzvah of Simchas Hashir Gvul. So I would have said, what? The fact that you can have repercussion in Gvul, L'chayot should be a separate mitzvah. And many are mitzvahs. Okay. But you don't find the Ramban ever suggesting such a thing. So this is amazing. Okay.
Why does making a separate mitzvah help you?
No, it sounds separate. Not help me. So you could say, there's a mitzvah called Yom Simchas Gvul. And that is the day of the Yom Simcha, and has repercussions, and it's not Avodas HaLevim B'Sheiris, and it has repercussions in Mikdash and Gvul. That would be okay. Because, see, the question is, the same Inyan is a part of this mitzvah, it's not. So I would have told you that once you can go out of the frame of reference of Mikdash, how can you talk about a mitzvah B'Sheiris? Okay? It's amazing, correct?
Because Sheiris by definition is Dafka in the Mikdash.
Okay. So this is what I would have asked, and I would have said, but I'm not saying you should say it like that, but just with the information we had, there's an amazing Chiddush over here, that if you have a mitzvah, and you have a something, an add-on, a something which is not the Ika mitzvah, even though the add-on might be a different inyan, that is not enough to make it a separate mitzvah minyan or mitzvah. The question is, could, if you found that the Ika mitzvah is one inyan with the mitzvah itself, okay? And you find that that which is not the Ika mitzvah, the chlau, is a different inyan, okay? Would you make it a separate mitzvah or not? So I can say, no! So that's the Ramban is Mechadish over here. It doesn't become a separate mitzvah. You can't imagine this Mechlau in B'Sheiris, it's still okay. I could imagine such a thing, okay? We'll see if it holds water or not. But such a thing, Mechlau, you could have imagined, okay? But, I, you know, just even if I just point out what I'm doing over here, we're learning the Ramban slowly, and I'm pointing out all the amazing things that he's saying. And you might have missed it. And if he didn't miss it, I apologize for belaboring the point. Correct? Well, okay, did I do anything wrong again?
No, it's fine.
It's now, next.
It's not shared.
What?
It can't be shared.
Yes, I'm telling you. That's why I said it can't be shared. That's why it should be a separate mitzvah. But since it's not the ikim, it's only mechlau. In other words, you can have a mitzvah mechlau.
Where is it?
It's hanging on B'Sheiris, and it doesn't have the...
But it's not.
That, I understand, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. You could have said That is going on in the Chal. Okay? And that would be amazing thing. He called the Simchas Hashir also Gvulun, correct? He called the Simchas Hashir.
Is it related? I mean, not related, but is it comparable to Lulav Kol Shiva Begulim?
Yes and no, because you see, it depends on where you start from. If you say the mitzvah is Simcha Lefnei Hashem, as the Ramban, as the Ram says himself in Sherishud Aleph, you ask yourself, is the Lefnei Hashem, as you told me when you're in Rishon, and that's the Tachas of the mitzvah, is he told is such a thing in Gevulin? I don't know. And Mamish told him, I don't know how to read that Ram. Okay? But there, you see, there, whatever you're doing, the Torah says both of them. Of Yonis Lechatzchem Moadech, that you have. Yeah, you have both things. Here, nothing said. You know, I'm just telling you, you know, sometimes you have a tendency, you see, we were brought up to be believing people. The people of faith, we have such faith in Rishonim, we don't even, you know, we just read what they say, and we say yes, 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 and we're on. But I'm just trying to tell you what the Ramban is saying, which is an amazing thing, okay? But I'm not saying it, I did not say at the moment that's the pshat, I said a priori, that's why I said lefumriyata, a priori, you could have suggested something. But you have to deal with this problem, correct? Okay. Now, next step. Did I do anything wrong so far? I didn't do anything wrong, correct? Now, there is another strange thing in Ramban, which I have no clue, you know, although I can tell you what it is. I'll read to you a Ramban. I don't know if I read it to you last week, but even if I did, you can hear it again. The Ramban in Teresa Odom quotes Reb Yitzchak Ben Geis. Okay? And he writes like this. Rav Yitzchak Ben Geis Kosav, V'onu Nahagnu Mimos Zekenim Horishenim Shalolo Metzilek Adin Achameis B'Rosh Chodesh Uvamoyed Uvachanaka Uvapurim V'chule V'afilu B'Rosh Chodesh Uvachanaka Shecholiyos B'Shabbos The halolu you may simcha ninhu. Tichsiv, I don't know halolu, how it goes on Chanukah. Uviyom simchaschem, v'moadechem v'roshichachecha. Okay? So even after the miut, when the Gemara says, la'alam kudish l'chag, this seems to still be dinim of uviyom simchaschem in gvulun. Now, the next part, to me, is incomprehensible. So this part, I'll be able to explain to you, I think. Hallel is only a meaning. And the Gemara says that there's not a yoim shigam. I mean, this line I don't catch exactly. Okay? So, there's no necessary stira over here, because the Bavli is talking about with the Simchas Hashir in Gvulin, and the answer is Leris Kadosh Chag. And with the other elements of Simcha, which are not Simchas Hashir, which would be antithetical to Tzidduk Adin, they could be, okay? What he talks about, Yezeh Yomar Shem Nagilis Chavoy, is a little bit odd, in to say the least. Okay, to say that, but that's what he said. Okay. Now, let me introduce something else. Okay. Now, the question is, after the Gemara in Eichin is finished, this is just really Hagdama, the Ramban quotes such a thing, you know, and he's not up in arms with him, he quotes it in Teresa Odom. Could you imagine
could you imagine an inyan of simcha on Rosh Chodesh in Gvura? Okay, because I would show them on Eilchim a priori, you would have said no, right? Correct?
You mean no halal, no simcha?
The poshet, yeah. The poshet number thing. You take the poshet the Gemara, and I ask you, you know, it was mute, so the whole Yom Shul Chaskin doesn't apply in Gvulun. So where do you get your simcha? You know, where does it come from? Okay? That's what I would have said a priori, correct? However, you have another Gemara, and that's where things get even more interesting. Because the Mon Brachis, I'm in Testament Aleph, you see, I'm just not going it, you know, randomly. Hoda Yosef Uka'oma. Ta'ov li hiski shalosh chodesh. Omer, if you forgot to say Yalav Yoboi in Birchas Hamozein, and you finished Bnei Yerushalayim, and you did not start the Bruch HaTev Meitiv, Omer Bruch Shenosan Roshei Chadoshim, Le'amo Yisrael, Le'zikoloi. Okay, to that point, you know, we're learning brachas now. That's irrelevant to us, correct? V'lo yadano, I don't know. I oma bo simcho, I lo yoma bo simcho. Do you say simcho in this new brach which you add? V'lo yishchoydesh, you don't say it. So, l'cheire, it seems to say it. But Moen Brachis has a suffix, is ready to entertain Simcha by Rosh Chodesh. Okay? And the Moen Eichim offhand denies it. Okay? So, you know, you could have said, but I don't even know if that's an approach. I just want to tell you that I'm just not excited about it. You could have said that Ayoyis, that you're quoting Rosh Chodesh in Birchas Hamozein in the Brach of Mavoida from Bnei Yerushalayim, or Bnei Brachim Yerushalayim, whatever you want to say. So, in Mikdash, there's also Simcha by Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Okay? But then it's a little odd, you know what the suffix should be. Okay? There's Chodesh the whole portion, correct? But then I'll ask you, if you say a bracha after you finish an avodah, but there should be ki'ilu birchas hamozein is not over, are you really saying it in avodah? I wouldn't be sure about that. Okay, and I wouldn't place my, you know, I'm not sure about it. Okay, now let's just give the Rosh a chance to speak. The Taisa Rosh brachis. Mem Testament Aleph, I'm honest with you. The Rosh Chodesh, the Ramaskal, I Oma Bo Simcha. The Rosh Chodesh, Loi Shaykh Be Simcha. O Shema Dichsiv, Yom Simchasim, Odechem, Uv Rosh Chodeshem, Iskis, Rosh Chodesh, Liyoyim HaSimcha. Now listen closely. Rosh Chodesh is not a Yoyim HaSimcha because of Moye. He's not saying that. It says Yoyim Simchaschem, Modeichem, Rosh Chodeshem. And there's a hekesh between Rosh Chodeshem to everything else in the pasuk, and one of the things Yoyim Simchaschem. So that's where you, from that you derive Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Let me read it again. V'oid, the Simcha Ksiv, let me take a second. O Shema, ki v'dichsiv yom simchaschem mo'adeichem mo'ad shachachem ish chis rosh chodesh v'yom ha-simcha. They had another shot. V'oi the simcha ksiv b'r'golim o mo'tzinu rosh chodesh di ikri mo'yed avo v'shabes lo'y ashachon dichsiv b'y simcha. And it's also not called a moyed. Okay. So, this is offhand, like, you know, exactly the last thing in the world you want. Because the Gemara already said said Rosh Chodesh is not the Moed L'Chorin Erechim, and the Rosh over here says no problem. Okay, so that's no problem. That's easy.
Because it's about Shiva and the Gemara.
The Gemara is talking about it might be a Moed, but the Moed, which is Mechayim Halel, is clearly Chadash Chag. But the Moed, which might be Mechayim Simcha, is still there. Okay?
Neither this Ramban nor the Gemara care about Simcha, they care about Shira Simcha.
Yeah. Because the Gemara is not. The Gemara is not an issue of that. The Gemara is an issue of Hallel. And the Gemara Broch is an issue about Simcha. The two different issues. Is it a Yom Simcha or not a Yom Simcha? And that the Gemara in Eichin is a Gemara about Korban and Simcha. And therefore, let's just think about it for a second, okay? L'chir, you'd want to say, and one second, if you say, so the question is, what are you talking about? When you talk about the Rosh Chodesh is called Moed, why is that? Want to see? He says, but his Russian is, the Rosh Chodesh Atzmoy Nikol Moed. What's that? He says like this. He says, "Omotzino Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Moed." If Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Moed, l'chere it's Korolai Moed. See, the question is, in the Rosh, it's because Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Moed, or Rosh Chodesh Iskish Moed, correct? Or Ishkav Yom Tzim Chatzim, correct? That's what you have. Now, let's just start even slowly, okay? There's offhand something zany going on, okay? In the Gemara Erechim, and it's offhand, the Gemara Erechim is antithetical. Because on one hand, the Gemara is introducing L'Chayr according to Ramban, the issue of Korban, V'yom Simchaschem, V'mo'adeichem, V'oshichotzeichem, and Cholul Makeh, correct? Okay. And Simchas Hashir, V'yom Simchaschem, correct? So I ask you the following question. What is the Gemara have polemics in a discussion about the word Moed? Shabbos, maybe Shabbos should be Hallel, so what's a Shabbos with Ikrei Moed? Rosh Chodesh, even though it is Ikrei Moed, you don't say Hallel because of a Mi of Kulkleres Chadash Chag. What's going on over here? The issue B'chlal Nebu, if you accept the Ramban, and that's the way you really want to go. See, the Gemara doesn't mention a word about Yom Simchaschem, and the Gemara is having polemics about something a priori which has nothing to do with anything. Okay, I'm just trying to get just every time I'm trying to knock you a little bit more. Fuck you! You think you got something? Okay, I think it's a reasonable question. No, so how do you do it? Do you say Yom Chaschem? So the chayyim discussion of Moed is irrelevant. And if you talk about Moed, so what do you want Yom Chaschem? Correct? And if you knock out of Yom Chaschem, you don't understand what Chol is. You don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. But if you have Yom Chaschem, you don't understand why you need Moed. Correct? Now, is the Gemara talking about Yom Simchaschem? Okay, I want to meet you, Ramban. Okay, Ramban Pesachim, I'm Kuf Yuches Omer Aleph. And is the relationship, the question is the relationship between Cholil and Hallel and the whole discussion seriously. Then I remember I quoted you last week from Briskelov, Yerushalmi, the beginning of this period in Sukkah, there's a special relationship between Hallel and Chol HaMakir, correct? But that relationship with her is only Mikdash, the Hallel of the Shira Mikdash, has nothing to do with this, okay? Ramban in Pesachim Kufir Ches Omer Aleph. The interim of Gemor Dilan, the Perik Ein Nerochin, Tani Lohodor of Shimon Ben Yosodek, there's another Makor for Shimon Yosodek that talks about Yud Beis Choyd Yoim V'layla Echod, Yud Ches Yom V'layla Echod. But Gemor in Pesachim, the Gemor in Erechon only says Shimon Asa Yoim, Yoch Goyim Benet Ahalil, for like Tani Laila Shal Pesach. So ain't it tell you, it's not a problem. The Hosam Halil Alasius Mitzvah Liktonim. The Halil Pesach is the Halil Alasius Mitzvah, which is a very interesting thing. I'm not getting involved in that at the moment. Teda Dolomoni Nami Shevishchitas Tzachim, the Tonil of Masnis, which is also Halil, okay, of Asius Mitzvah. The Oid, the Hosam Yomim Ktonim, Leforish. Mishnasenu dechol make lefneam is there. The whole sugya from Halil is to explain the din of chol make is there. And if you deny the relationship between Halil and Cholil, you deny the whole sugya. And lechayil chol Cholil, you would have assumed if it's deiches a Shabbos, okay, lechayil it's certainly part of Yom Sivachaschem and it's part of the Ikashira on the Korban. Okay? It's part of the Shilin Kolben. So, what are you talking about? You're talking about Rion Tzvichaschem L'chayla. So you have this like, you know, this antithetical thing. On one hand, the Sugi is clear Rion Tzvichaschem O'adeichem. And then the Gemara, on the other hand, when it introduces Halil, it introduces Moed. Correct? And the reason why you'd want to introduce Halil on Shabbos is because Shabbos is called Moed. But Shabbos is not called Moed, therefore there's no Halil. And Rosh Chodesh, because it's called like Moed, so maybe there is Halil. So maybe the Gemara is of the opinion, and Adrav is bothered by this question, that since the Yom Tzvichaschem is part of a Sheiris, and by definition, it's Al Gavik, it's Al Kolvim, and you can't imagine B'Gvulin, how do you stretch to Gvulin? And the Gemara says, without introducing Moed, you can't b'chal stretch it to Gvulin. And maybe then, the question we asked before is how do you have part of Mitzvah Sheiris in Gvulin? And I said maybe because only Mechal, maybe the Kasha is no Kasha. It's only because of Shem Moyeh. The question is, on the other hand, you're extending something because of Mechal and Simchas Hashir. It's a very strange thing. The question is, is it pure, unadulterated? Because how does the Moed, how does all this factor out? L'chira, the Gemara is Omer Darshein. Because the Ramban says, you work in Beyond Sil Chaschem, and the Gemara mentions Moed yes and Moed no. Okay? And when you talk about Mikdash, it's irrelevant whether it's Moed or not. You don't, the Gemara doesn't say, the Kleres Chadish Chagre, they do it with Shchoydish, because it says in the Pasuk of Shchoydish. Okay? So the question is, you get the impression that the Pasuk can only be applied in Gvulin because of the Shem Moed. So the question is, what does all this mean? Okay? So I just want to put a damper on what I said before, that since it's Bechlau, that's not enough reason to make it a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. That's true. Okay? Maybe. But it's not, but the mitzvah is not Ubiyom Simchaschem by itself, because this mitzvah of Simchas Hashir is because of Moed. But then,
what mitzvah is it? What is moed?
That's the question. The Gemara, you don't know what you're talking about. But the Gemara says ikli moed and lo ikli moed. What does it do with anything? Doesn't the Gemara? The Gemara says there is a problem over here. The Gemara introduces a new issue of to say halal, and you don't know where it's coming from. The Gemara only says if it's lo ikli moed, it's only to say halal. And the question: what's the tzir of and what's shame? It can't. Because B'sheiris is anyway in Mikdash in all the cases.
But outside the Mikdash, so what is it?
What?
So that can't be Sheiris, and so you're calling it Moed. So what?
So, but then if the Sugi has nothing to do, then the issue of Halal and Gvulin has nothing to do with Mikdash. You want in one hand attach the two, and the Gemara has the problem and says it depends upon Moed. And we don't understand that. And the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh is Moed. And since the Shaya says, Cholai Moed, Lishma Bachurai, which the Olam commonly interprets as Tishma, but the Gemara says, going Rosh Chodesh, okay? Rosh Chodesh, okay? But the Gemara says, the fact that it's called the Novi called Rosh Chodesh Moed, that's the reason to say Halal. The whole thing is mad, okay? That's what you have, correct? So, the sugya in Brachos is not talking about Simchas Hashir, correct? And if you look at the Gemara, if you look at the Rosh says either because of Yom Simchascha, and Rosh Chodesh is Ishkis to it, so the Rosh has come from Yom Simchascha.
Not from my.
So the question, how is that applying Gvul? So that's the Rav always to say that the Yisui Simcha in Gvul for Yom Simchascha. And the Yom is Yom Simcha, but there's no Dinim, because all the Dinim Yom Simchascha were Mikdash. And that's what he said, that maybe the Ram is Issa Tainis with the Raisa, and the Gemara in the Dolom, there's an Issa Tainis on Rosh Chodesh. Also myself from that. But then, the second day in the Rosh, see, remember, the Rosh said like this. The Rosh said first, he said, O Shema Kiv Dichsim Yom Suchaschim Moadecha Rosh Chashechem Iskis Rosh Chodesh Liyoyim Simcha. So the Hekesh is even in Gvulin. But that's not Mechayim Halal, because not Moed. And no stila to anything. It's an amazing thing. The Adine Simcha and Gvurim, Isurim. Then he says another shot, the Rosh. And then he says, the Ori, the Simcha Ksibu Golem, Motsilu Eshchidish, the Ikle Moed. So then it becomes an amazing thing. You see, what he did is the issue of Moed is a separate answer in the Gemara Brachos, and Moed is Machayev, and there's an element of Simcha because Rosh Chodesh is called Moed, and that Simcha in Gvulin, even, maybe, okay? And the emes is, when the Ritz Geis says Rosh Chodesh, he says, V'achilu v'Rosh Chodesh v'chanek ha'shcholiyos b'Shabbos t'alor yimei simchen ninu t'chsivyon simchaschem uv'moadechem Rosh Chodeshechem. Okay? So it means that it's, even in Gvulin, it becomes Yimei Simcha, and he doesn't feel he has to explain it. Okay? Whether this is the first Teretz in the Rosh, maybe. Okay? However, now it could be
that the simcha, the question, because it's ikoy moi, or because it's hukish the moadis, okay? The Yireim does an amazing thing. Sefer Yireim, Yireisim Elokecha, in Simen Reish Chav Zayin, in Fus Yoshin Kuf Chav Zayin, Yireisim Elokecha, V'tekayim Asher Tzivo, V'parshis Re'ei, Anochi, L'smoyach, L'sameach V'moadim. Simcha B'chag Amatzois, V'Rosh Hashanah L'Ksiv, V'Nol Mehekish Rabbi Yonah, V'Shavuos. Eile tase, l'ashem b'moadeich, amon b'b'yoyna, hukshu kol moadoz ze leze. B'yom ha-kipurim, afo pishu b'chal ha-moadim, ein b'chal simcho, doksiv, b'ei v'nisan nashu se, except because it costs mafkir. B'seila. L'madu gam mize. Now, to this point it's okay. Now you can jump, and you can just, you know, take off, and almost go through the ceiling. Because someone has said this to you, has said, you know, it's Purim. V'lomad mizeh shebuish chodesh osalis anois. Okay, so this would have been okay. Osalis anois. V'chayiv odom lismoyach boy. K'liyamin en hosom t'roish chodesh av mikloy moyeh. Tichsiv kol ay moyed, and moyed is hukshu kol moad zelazeh. V'hainu d'aminim b'taynis liin hesed u'lisanis loish chodesh d'raisa u'draisa loy boy chizuk. Exactly what the Rav said, and you know this is the chayso. V'hod d'aminim b'brochris perik she'ochlu iboy ochlu iboy loy ochlu. Now if this was enough, this is the final touch. I boy lo yochol b'achilus pas kolma shebloi pas yochol ismoyach b'achilus posa u'shisiyas yayin. Okay, and that to be showing him that there's no chiyu pas. If there's a chiyu pas on yontif, it's only because that it's a there's a din of oinin covered on yontif like on Shabbos. But the chiyu pas is not because of sukkas yontif. And it's a few bottles of yain anyway, Shchodesh. Okay? So your mama should have all the dini simcha and Shchodesh. In the halil, you don't have. Because halil is close to Kaddish Chag. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's not only Yireim, it's also Lekeach. Okay? And if you want to, I want to lead you a last thing. So I have a kasha. Why is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Mavatel Avelus? Because Hukshu Kol Moadis LaDodi. Okay? Correct? So, that's the more Moed Kot. You're Tesamat Aleph. Yeah. And the Gemara says, basically, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mekul Gol, Chamoim. And the Ram says, "How gold of a chain Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim ain't dove and midibra avelis noy b'hem." B'chol ha'kovah is it right? So l'chol, why is it? Because it's simcha, correct? See, so, is anyone in the right mind going to say Rosh Chodesh? And I'll ask you a different question, okay? And I'll leave you with this, and we can pick up. You want to talk a little more, but this is not going to be in you. He says in Yom Kippur there's no simcha. I could imagine the simcha, but you're sameach with the boy nisholim. You know, you're all the trust you want in the world. Okay, now whatever you want to say. But why is Yom Kippur mavatel avelus and not Rosh Chodesh? According to the Yireim, see, he have amazing things you could have imagined, but you understand yourself that the Ramban can't possibly accept this. Because his simcha is real simcha, and he's ready to say in the next teretz that simcha is machayim, is the machayim of halil. There's certainly no halil in Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll have to see exactly how this plays out. But this is a rekeach, and it's Yireim. I can read it to you now. You know the rekeach next week. But it's a, you know, anyone would have said this, I would have said, you know,
This is, you know, whatever it is. Okay? Vatslocha.